This is Bob Murray, Chief Economist for Dodge Data and Analytics. Here are some of the main points from our just-released report on construction starts. New construction starts in February slipped 3%, continuing the modest loss of momentum for total construction that began in January with a 2% decline. The downward pull came from reduced activity in February for public works and electric utilities, which fell 23%. Both of these project types can be volatile on a month-to-month basis and are likely to bounce back over the next month or two. On the plus side, non-residential building grew 5% in February, with increases reported by several structure types. Office construction advanced 24% in February, lifted by the start of a $600 million Google data center in Tennessee and a $183 million Facebook data center in Texas, as well as groundbreaking for a $220 million corporate campus in Kansas City, Missouri. Hotel construction in February jumped 60%, reflecting the start of the $250 million Lowe's Kansas City Convention Hotel and the $180 million Margaritaville Hotel in Times Square, New York. In addition, new healthcare facilities had a strong February, featuring the start of six healthcare facilities valued each at $100 million or more. New educational facilities also strengthened in February, and the latest month included the start of a $363 million performing arts complex at the World Trade Center site in Lower Manhattan. With regard to the housing sector, residential building was able to edge up 1% in February, thanks to a 7% increase for multifamily housing, which offset a 1% decline for the single-family side of the market. There were 11 multifamily projects valued each at $100 million or more that reached groundbreaking in February, led by the $700 million 79-story City View Tower in Long Island City, New York. While it appears that multifamily housing likely reached a peak back in 2016, the amount of new multifamily projects that have reached groundbreaking during the first 2 months of 2018 suggests that any downturn for multifamily housing will remain gradual for the time being.